guys stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, as most of you in this room are aware, our district lost one of its members over the weekend. It is with deep sadness that we announce John Tanksley passed away. John worked with and encouraged students inside and outside the classroom. He was an exceptional teacher as our career-based intervention teacher, and he led students as our head football coach for 6 years. In support of his wife, Denise, and his family, we would like to observe a moment of silence for prayer and reflection. Thank you. Once we have information about the services, the details, we will advise the community. Thank you. Moving on to the board report. Give me a second here. For the primary, this is where we update the community as what's going on within our buildings. Under the primary, the kindergarten had their weeks of welcome have started and off to a great start. Kindergarten screening was held on June 1st and 2nd at Grace Church Norton campus, and the kindergarten assessment team completed 91 screenings over the 2 days. Popsicles, Playground, and Play kicked off on June 6th and was a great opportunity for parents and students to introduce themselves and try out the playground. Parents also had an opportunity to ask questions with Mr. Morris during that time. We will meet again on July 11th and August 15th. Literacy on the Lawn kicked off on the evening of June 6th at the Norton Branch Library, with many families from Norton Primary and Norton Elementary School attending. Many thanks to Mrs. Ebner, Mr. Morris, Ms. Bird, and Ms. Floor for a successful event. We will offer two additional dates for this evening event on July 11th and August 15th. A successful Kindergarten Safety Town was held the week of June 5th through June 9th, with graduation held on the evening of June 9th at the Performing Arts Center. Lastly, we are currently enrolling students in the Get Ready for School program, which is scheduled for the first 2 weeks of August for eligible kindergarten students. This program allows for a behind-the-scenes look at the building, establishes some early literacy skills, and develops routines before the school year begins. And now Mr. Lewis will update us regarding Norton Elementary and Norton Middle School.
Norton Elementary is offering a variety of programming over the summer vacation to keep students connected to school. 6/12 today through 6/16 is Camp Invention, in person at NES Monday through Friday. There is a cost for this program. Scholarships may be available, and it's taught by NES teachers. June, July, and August is a summer reading program free of charge, taught by NES teachers. Every Wednesday at NES from 9 to 11 a.m. Literacy on the Lawn that Jennifer talked about is June 6th, July 11th, August 15th, held at Norton Branch Library. Read-alouds, crafts, and more are available. And then ACE, After-School Child Enrichment Education Savings Account Program update. The Ohio Department of Education now is accepting requests from families to establish after-school child enrichment education savings accounts. The ACE Educational Savings Account Program provides students ages 6 to 18 years old whose family income is at or below 300% of federal poverty level with a $500 credit that can be used for a variety of enrichment activities to accelerate learning for students affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Examples of eligible activities include tutoring, day camps, music lessons, and field trips. For more information, call the NES office. ODE has made changes to this program that now allow $1,000 per child and raise the income threshold to 400% of poverty level. This could be a good way to add enrichment activities this summer. And then the middle school, extended school year, and summer school are both underway for qualifying Norton Middle School students. The fifth grade hallway is in the process of being painted, including lockers. School supply lists have been updated and added to the website. Fifth grade summer reading lists are also on the website for students needing to borrow books. They are available at the main entrance of the middle school. Middle school families, save the dates. August 16th, fifth grade students will be invited to come to the middle school for fun activities led by staff and our eighth grade peer mentors. This will be an optional opportunity to help your newest middle schoolers feel more comfortable as they transition into Norton Middle School. August 17th will be scheduled pickup and forms day for 6th through 8th grade students, and August 22nd will be the 5th grade student and family orientation. We wish our middle schoolers a fun and safe summer, and we'll see you in August.
Thank you. Now moving on to the high school. Looking ahead, freshman orientation will be Wednesday, August 16th. Information will be going out to parents of the incoming freshmen as we get closer to the date, but please mark it on your calendars now. Our third annual Panther preview will be Saturday, August 5th, beginning at 2:00. We will have both men and women's alumni soccer game, a varsity football scrimmage, and wrapping up the night with a preview of middle school and youth football. Our marching band will also be involved, led by our new band director, Jamie Bosey. Okay, sorry if I missed Bosey. I'm sorry. Pending board approval, of course. Concessions and food trucks will also be available, along with sales of athletic apparel and other community involvement. More info to come, but save the date. And special welcome to Travis Dobbins as a member of the high school staff, serving as athletic director and support services manager. We all look forward to Mr. Dobbins leading our athletic department as he continues his long and distinguished career in Norton City Schools. A couple more things and then we'll wrap this up. The Panther Run. So we had our fourth annual Panther Run back in May to pay off the stadium turf, and the project cost was $437,000 when the turf was put in. That money was all raised through donations and through 4 years of having the Panther Run. So I'm very excited to announce that the turf has been paid in full. There were no district dollars used to put in the turf. So a huge thank you to all of the donors, all of these people, organizations that donated to that. I mean, it's just fabulous. So thank you for that. And then another great news, Morgan Hallett, you might as well come on up. Our state champion Division II discus with a new record in the event of 170 feet, 8 inches. And also she is our second place champion in the shot put at 41 feet and 3¾ inches throw, right? Okay, so we have something for you to congratulate you. Angie. Okay, guys, stand with her so you can get her.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, no. Right over here.
All right, you know. Come on, Travis. Come on.
Oh, you're facing me?
What? Oh, Angie's doing pictures.
I just grabbed my phone because I wanted to make sure. Yeah, look at her.
Very nice. Yeah. Morgan was also voted by the MAC, Metro Athletic Conference, as Field Athlete of the Year.
Wow.
She was getting that. We also just did a real quick presentation of Morgan's year in review. I hope it shows up. It's a little brighter in here than I anticipated.
Don't worry, because it's coming.
It's on. It just looks like it.
There, it starts coming. It's starting. It's starting to warm up. I use gray, so I thought it would chill up a little bit. All right. So Morgan obviously holds the Metro Athletic Conference record in the discus of 160.7, and that was at Streetsboro?
Woodridge.
Woodridge. And then she also holds the district record in shot put for 46 feet 11 inches. She holds the regional record that she previously owned, and she broke it again this year, 162 feet 1 inch. And of course, she has the state of Ohio meet record, as well as the Jesse Owens Stadium record with 178 inches. Right? So Morgan holds girls track records here at Norton Middle School, or at Norton High School, of 171.5. It's hard to break that.
It's hard to break
that. She actually threw 171.5 at Streetsboro this year. And I believe she pretty much holds every stadium record in the metro now.
I'm sorry, Springfield.
we don't go there very often. That's probably why.
We don't
run there. And then, of course, she still holds from last year her shot put of 47 feet, 6 inches, and a quarter. There's her third state meet. So got some pictures in there of Morgan's state meet with Dad, who is also her coach. Love the flex. Let's see if I can get this to work. This is her winning throw of 178.
I didn't even see it coming.
This video was sent to us by a previous state champion who was there to see Morgan throw.
Oh, how nice.
It's pretty impressive, the letter that we got from this lady. I know Mr. Shaner shared that with all of the high school staff. She was the state champion in 88, and she showed up to watch Morgan throw.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Moving on to item 3, Treasurer's Report.
Congratulations, Morgan. That's probably the most impressive thing. That's just absolutely amazing. I just want to take a second to say I attended a meeting that Mr. Dobbins had the other night with the athletic, or in the athletic department with the head coaches. Travis, you did a great job there. You covered everything that they need to know. Put them on notice. Everything's there. I was really impressed with your meeting. I expressed that to Brian, so I appreciate you having me there. I think it's going to go great. Other thing I wanted to mention is Laura Danko. She's on the agenda tonight. She's our EMIS coordinator. I'm saying it like you guys don't know who she is. Laura does a phenomenal job for our district. She works with all of the buildings. She works with all the new students that come in. She's the first person that most new parents meet. She's amazing with them, and she's retiring to be home with her grandkids. I'm happy for her that she's gonna be with her grandkids, but a little frustrated because she's not gonna be in there doing the great job that she does, but I wish her all the best. She has done a phenomenal job. And along those lines, we have selected a new EMIS coordinator. Her name is Jill Appleby. She'll be starting probably the last week of June, maybe working with Laura a day or two, and then she'll be here July 1st because Laura will be gone. She's bringing with her 7 years of experience as an EMIS coordinator in another district. She's moving from the Ashtabula area to be with her adult children down here, so we're very excited to welcome her. I'm sure she'll do a great job, but we definitely will miss Laura. She'll have some huge shoes to fill.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Item 4, Superintendent's Report.
So I'm going to have Mr. Morris come up. He's got some exciting news with a relationship with a local business, so I want to give him the floor to have that conversation.
So tonight, I have some guests that I'd like to bring up to the front. Mrs. Donna Ray is one of our longtime community partners. She's worked with Norton Primary as a business partner, with being the manager at the Arby's right next door to us. Both of her daughters went through primary, and you know, we've really built that. It's more of a family relationship, I think, than like a manager to a building of 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. So we do a program, and we've launched this program back in 17-18 school year. It was called Key Steps for Success. It's a program where we utilize for it's 8 weeks of lessons, and what we do with that, we usually name a reading champion, and Mrs. Rainier has been that reading champion for several years. Just the last 2 years, we've also brought on Jasmine Holt as the reading champion. And what we do is, it is a partnership between the families that are selected through our Title I reading group, and we build lessons that they can do with their parents at home. And it's something that the parents don't have to create. We give it right to them. It travels home with their child. They do their work. They send it back. We give them feedback. But it's a really good extension of our K classrooms, and it's a great reinforcement tool for a lot of our families. You know, typically, we reach between 50 and 60 kids in a school year. In that intensive 8 weeks of that program. So I'd like to bring up Mrs. Rainier and Mrs. Donna Ray also. I know that Mrs. Rainier may want to say a couple words, so I will let her do that. Mrs. Oliveri, do you want to come up and say anything at all?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do, okay.
So Donna, most of you know her, but she has been the manager of our Arby's since its inception, and that was in 1991. And she has a passion for literacy just like the rest of us. And I'm going to let her speak in a moment, because she has earned the opportunity to share a grant, and she gets to choose in the community where that grant will go. And then she reached out to us. And timing is everything. SEI had just announced that they're no longer going to be supporting the Key Steps program. So Amy and I have been working with Dr. Shelley Hauser at the University of Akron, and we know how vital it is. We know that parents don't know what they don't know, and we need to help them with their kiddos and instill that love of literacy that not all parents had when they were little, so they don't know that you automatically just pick up that book and enjoy that time in those games with your kiddos. So Donna was really passionate about providing that opportunity for us, and then we were really excited to work with Dr. Shelley Hauser. And as you know, we have the new state mandate of the dyslexia law. So Amy and I and Shelley have been working on, and I'll let you speak a little bit more to that, Amy, about tweaking the program so that it meets the dyslexia and science of reading with heart words, which I know you may not know, but it's really important that our parents understand what the state is doing, why they are doing it, and how we can help them help their kiddos.
So in the past, Summit Education Initiative, SEI, has worked with us within the district to offer this program to families. They decided they weren't going to fund it this year, so we had to find a way to self-fund it, which is where Mrs. Ray had to come in. So what we're able to do with her support is we are able to create the packets that go home, we're able to create the games, we're able to give the kids books, we're able to give the families a list of what they call heart words, which we might refer to them as sight words, high frequency words. So we're able to go through the 8 different books, pick out what those words are, send those home to families, because these are words that you can't phonetically sound out. You just have to memorize them. And so when you're looking with things like that with the young kids, having that, since there is no phonetical way to sound it out, being able to go through those and see these words repetitively, it's a great opportunity, and it's a way to engage the families with the kids, with the reading, with our Title I program. So we are so happy to be able to say we're able to continue the program, because otherwise we weren't sure how we were going to be able to send 60 packets home, going back and forth. And within each packet is a book. So these kids get to keep 8 books through the course of these 8 weeks. So it's a really great thing for us to be able to do. So will you explain how that works within your organization?
Sure. We do, if you come to Arby's, you've probably heard us asking for donations. Twice a year, we ask for donations of a dollar. You get a coupon in exchange for it, and the money goes to support No Kid Hungry and Folds of Honor. And we are very good at it. We usually get within the top five in the nation from our Arby's community and the surrounding cities. We ask every single person that comes in. We ask every time. We are excited about it and passionate about it. We want to raise as much money as we can for those programs. They're good programs. 50% of the money that's raised stays in our communities. The other goes to other areas as Arby's sees fit. Now you might think, how's that have to do with this? Well, because we are good at raising money, I was given the opportunity to get a $1,000 scholarship from the Arby's Foundation. My boss says, is there something that you're passionate about that you would like to give to? And I had contributed one other time to the program because I asked Tracy, is there something within the schools, is there something reading? I think I even specifically said reading because I just love reading, very passionate about it. And so we gave, I think, $500 mm-hmm. another time when it started up.
That's the Ohio State Keep Books mm-hmm. program first.
Mm-hmm. And so then the name came, you know, I wanted to continue the help continue the program. And so we were given the $1,000 scholarship, and I'd like to present that to from Arby's.
One of the exciting things about this, we so appreciate you, Donna, and doing this for us, because as we know, we do not have the funding. We do not have the grants. We do not.
Go get the bank numbers on that.
Our 10th priority standard is funding an opportunity. So we thank you for the opportunity to continue this important family literacy program.
Donna, thank you. And remember, never let Tracy hold a check. She doesn't have to pay.
She doesn't have to pay.
Works much.
Thank you so much, Donna. You and the Arby's Foundation. Thank you.
I just want to say real quick, I'm going to talk about Morgan real because I didn't get a chance to say anything, so I'm going to get to say something now. So what's funny, if you look at the competitive nature of Morgan, she's an interesting character. When I got this job, they talked about her work ethic and the time she spends in the weight room and preparing for these kind of events. So when Morgan sets a goal for herself, and we all know what her two goals this year were to accomplish. She accomplished the one, which probably getting that state championship and throwing it as far as you did were 2-1, right? But falling short on your other goal. And I think what is an amazing characteristic is, it's not what you wanted to happen, but who you are is what you build off of that, right? Sometimes in that, what you would consider a failure that none of us do in this room, no. You're gonna use that and you're gonna get yourself ready for that next step so in your senior year, you can accomplish that. And I'm gonna ask your mom a question. Mom, how many state championships are in that house right now?
Five.
What is amazing is that young lady has 4. And I'm not, you know, and I'm talking to your future self. Don't minimize it. Your dad walks around with a state championship on his shoulders, and it's a moment of pride for him, and he's very proud of it. But I guarantee, as a father, your 4 are what he is extremely proud about. Yeah. And one day when you're older and you have kids of your own, you're gonna get to walk into that school and you're gonna see your name all over the place. And that's the day you realize, I killed it while I was here. And you're killing it. So congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just had to rub it in Brian's face just a little bit that his kids got. The other thing I wanted to say, and I know we talked about John Tanksley earlier, but I wanted to commend what the high school's response is. You really learn about people in these kinds of difficult times. And to have conversations with Mr. Shaner about John and his contributions to that school, that man was a kid's first individual. And the way Ryan talked about him today, Ryan was in my office with Mr. Howerton, and the things that they said about John was, John was always early into the building, John was always willing to help out, and he made it clear, I work from you from 7:30 to 2:30, anything you need me to do for kids, I will do. And that's what made John exceptional, and that's why he will be so missed, and what a tragic thing this is. But I want to thank John for all of his years of service, and I know that Ryan is going to miss him every day, especially at 6:15 in the morning when he used to stop by and just say hello. So, okay.
Thank you. Under item 6, is there any public participation?
Okay. That's you now.
Yeah.
I can't hear you, John.
That's you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so we do have someone for public participation? Okay.
Yeah.
Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand and state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes each as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and to reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employee names in this forum. Thank you.
I got nothing but, you want some negative comments? I got nothing but good.
No, we're not fishing for that. No, but if you could state your name and your address, please.
Okay, John Richmond, Wadsworth, Ohio. I don't know if you need my street address. But anyway.
No.
I'm a Norton High School 1982 graduate.
Okay.
Went to Case Western Reserve University, got an engineering degree in 87. But I wasn't happy with that, and I joined the Navy and flew airplanes for 20 years. So I did that. I was stupid enough to leave Virginia Beach and move back to Northeast when I got out. So I just want to tell you what's going on in your school, all good stuff. I started subbing about 4 years ago. In that time, I've taught at Norton, Chippewa, and Wadsworth. And I don't teach at Wadsworth anymore because they use a third party for their substitutes, which to me is a waste of money. I don't have any respect for that, to be quite honest with you. I worked with Kelly Osborne on your staff.
Mm-hmm.
I came in, she hooked me up, got me, you know, filled out all the paperwork, all the computer work. She was very helpful, and I was off and running. Awesome. That's the way it should happen. Keep it within the house. So Kelly Osborne's doing a great job. Karen Miles up here at the middle school, my old high school. I have to watch my son. That woman is the Shell answer man. Every time I have a problem, I call Karen Miles. I got a kid with a twisted ankle off a recess. I need the school nurse. Well, call the school nurse. Karen, I don't know her number. Can you help me out? And she makes it happen. Next thing I know, the school nurse is showing up. So that woman's worth her weight in gold. By far, your strongest suit in this entire school system is your strata of eighth grade teachers. Period. Bar none. Okay, these guys are awesome. I substitute for Trevisano. I come in at 6:40 in the morning, and who do I pass in the parking lot but Mr. Trevisano? I'm substituting for him that day. He came in and left me a 4-page, fully typed, written pass down, which is perfect and very detailed. That guy is earning his paycheck in spades. Mr. Leidmeister, also eighth grade teacher, awesome. Guy gets it done. Fabo, was it Rupert?
Fabish Rupert.
She's awesome. She tells those kids, guess what? You're almost in high school. Start acting like it. School's tough. Life is tough. It comes at you fast. Get ready. And she teaches. I mean, she's awesome. Does that. Melissa Underwood, her and I both talked about at the reality day about Mr. Hanna, Rodney Hanna. Taught us math. And after 5 blackboards, it all came out. -11 nights equals a -11 nights. And that's why she's teaching math. That's why I love math. That's what we learned here. And she's awesome because I learned the state standard is a straight line in mathematics, and they take it to curves, and they take it beyond that in the month of May. And that's the eighth grade cadre of teachers just doing that of themselves. Seventh grade teachers that are way standout, Stacy Carpenter, Mr. Davis in math. You do have a saint on staff. Her name's Beth Brown. Okay, she deals with all the kids that need extra help. Intervention specialist, that's all she does all day, and she keeps her sanity. I don't know how she does. I couldn't do her job. And when I first came in here as a substitute, she was the one that showed me the ropes. She's a young woman. She's, I think, 36, 37 years old. She's really got it together. So, also what holds this school together is you have a cadre of aides. I don't know how many you have. Virginia Doty, Ellen, there's about seven or eight of them. I don't know, Mr. D, how many, seven or eight. But anyway, they are a glue that is really holding on. I come in as a substitute and I get an aide, I'm like, life is gonna be good here because I got help, okay? And so if there's any investment you're gonna make it in aides that help in the class, because they're non-degreed, but they're in the, you know, most of, believe it or not, most of them are Norton High School graduates. So Brian, yeah, I don't know where you came from, but you're in a very incestuous group. I'm from Norton, I'm still in Norton, they don't leave.
That's not going in the minutes.
Cafeteria staff, you know how I know they're doing a good job? I don't hear any complaints. The kids just show up and they're getting fed. They do a great job, and they give me coffee on the slide. Four people that really earn their money, and you can wall off their offices because they don't need them and they don't use them, and nor should they. Mr. Shainer? Nice channel, by the way. Golf course or swimming pool. Yeah. Guy's never in his office. Mr. Howitzer, never in his office. Mr. D, I can't believe you're letting this guy go to the high school, but anyway, that's a whole topic for another day. All right. This big teddy bear over here, he's just got a great touch with these kids. I mean, they love him. He's very approachable. He's a large man. He's in the middle school. These kids, I mean, I've seen them come up, Mr. D, I need this, I need that. He's just very approachable and has a great touch with them, so that's awesome. But he's never in his office either. He's out where he needs to be. And Trish Snowden, where are you at? You're taking over. I can tell you, I've worked with this woman, and I come in, I think I got substitute job X, and I've got, after she gets done with the schedule, I got substitute job X, Y, and Z. And it's the right answer. It's the right answer. She shuffles the schedule to maximize the teachers and the subs, and just doesn't let it slip away. So that attention to detail is awesome. She's also never in her office. And I can tell you as a board, she won't fail you, and she won't fail the superintendent, and she won't fail the board. So don't fail her, because she'll do a good job for you, as taking the principal. Okay, recommendations. I would like to hear the Pledge of Allegiance in every school building in Norton at the beginning of every day. It's not corny. And what I always use it as a launching point, I always ask students, why is the word democracy not in the pledge? Which leads to a discussion of the republic and representative. It's a great launching point. I'm 59 years old, I still learn from the pledge. Push the compact, please. Every time I'm in a class and I have kids doing hands-on, whether it's crafts or building something, they really just, they're doing something. They learn by doing. And, you know, automotive is not, for when I went to high school, automotive had a whole different slant. It's high tech, it's computer driven. I mean, yeah. You know, so welding, electrical. I actually was able to talk my neighbor kid to go into the welding out there in another system, but very important that they do that. Sweating is good, okay? Sweating is good. Please do not fall for the lie. You get out there that you need new buildings in this school system. You need to dedicate your money to better and better and better and better teachers to draw better talent in. You give me a piece of sidewalk chalk and I can teach geometry in the parking lot because I know it. I did band with Mr. Atkins in the parking lot when the band room was under renovation because he knew his stuff, okay? So yeah, please, if you get a chance,
Mr. Richmond, you're going over. So we need to. I'm sorry, you're allotted time.
One more minute. I would encourage the board this next August, every evening, meet with the parents, and explain to them, lay the philosophy, hey, your kids are here to work, we expect them to work, help us. I don't know if you do that. I know you put that message, it's probably on the website, but nothing beats a face-to-face that first week. It'll make all those phone calls throughout the rest of the year much easier. And I'll throw this out there. Your kids are exhausted, okay? Your kids are exhausted. And it's not because you're working them too hard or because the curriculum's too hard. It's because they're being bombarded by nonsense. You know where I'm going with this. Yeah. Those cell phones, shut them off, put them away, let them engage. I had one time where I said, hey, you got 5 minutes to socialize. You know what they did? They whipped out their cell phones and started, they're just zombies, sad. So, any questions for me, anything? You guys got a great school system.
Thank you.
Do not invest in air conditioning. Sweat is good. Invest in teachers, okay?
Thank you so much, we appreciate it. Moving on to item 7, agenda. Under letter A, are there any additions or corrections? I would recommend that we remove item 12, the executive session. Okay. Everyone in agreement? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, any other recommendations? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda removing item 12, executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. There is nothing under item 8 for board business. We're going to move on to item 9, approval of minutes. Can I get a motion to approve letters A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Birch, I need to start with him.
Okay.
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, treasurer's recommendation, can I get a motion to approve letters A, B, and C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item D, can I have a motion to approve Jill Appleby, 2-year administrative office EMIS coordinator, effective August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2025?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Okay. Under item 11, superintendent's recommendations, personnel. Can I get a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel, retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just thank you to Laura, and thanks to all those people on there. Tom, all of his work with the band, Kevin with the track team, and Anne-Marie with our special ed students. We were able to rope Anne-Marie into getting another job in the district, so she's not leaving us for long.
Good. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I get a motion to approve letter B, approve the following administrative contract? Should read number 1. Timothy Cole, 1-year middle school assistant principal, effective August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to thank Tim's over there. He brought his family. His son has been entertaining us for quite some time. So he's never coming to another one of these meetings, he told me, for the intermission. So.
I'll bring the girls next time.
That's right.
Oh,
thank you for coming. It means a lot that you brought your family out. We're excited to have you. So welcome, Tim. In a moment. Not yet.
Yes.
He hasn't been voted in yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
It's close.
Call the roll, please.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Congratulations and welcome to the district. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified 1-year contract pending background check and permit, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to recognize number 3 on there, Jamie Bosey. He is here in the back of the room with us. He comes from, he lives in the Columbus area. He's working currently in the Dayton area. So he went through an exhaustive process. He came out as our candidate. We're excited to have him. Morgan, he went to Ohio State.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just so you know, he's got positive things to say about that. If you're ever thinking about a school that doesn't wear maize and blue, we're just saying. But I want to welcome Jamie. We're excited to have him in the program. We think he's going to do an amazing job. So congratulations in a moment.
And maybe you can get our band, you know, script Panther across the field or something. Okay. All right. Call the roll.
No, he was not 12.
No.
I just said 14, but okay.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Congratulations and welcome to the district. Under letter D, can I have a motion to approve up to 20 days for Jill Appleby from July 3rd, 2023 to July 31st, 2023 at per day rate?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter E, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit item 1, Timothy Crawford, the third middle school custodian, effective May 22nd, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter F, can I motion to approve the following classified summer work 2023, 8 hours per day, 5 days a week, number 1, Jody Witter.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter G, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified substitute pending background check and permit items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Okay.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters H through P?
So moved.
Okay.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters Q through GG?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 12, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming and enjoy the rest of your summer.